Today on Diving Deeper Shorts, we revisit our interview on the benefits of ocean observing data from January 2010 with Stanka Willis from NOAA's Integrated Ocean Observing System program. Let's listen in. Stanka, first, can you remind our listeners why we need to or why we should observe our oceans and coasts?
Certainly, Kate. We need to observe our oceans and coasts to better understand what's happening and what's changing. Once we have that initial understanding, then we can increase the nation's ability to keep our people safe, our economy secure, and our environment healthy and productive.
Well, that sounds like a tall order for one system, but I can really understand the importance of having something like this. Can you maybe give us an example of how we benefit by using IOS data?
Kate, I'd be happy to. You know, we're really looking at compatible, easy access to all kinds of data and information from multiple sources. I had a chance to talk to Jared. Jared's a lobsterman up in the New England area. He has a 42-foot boat. He counts on those buoys to take a look at the weather and the ocean conditions so he knows whether it's safe to take his crew out to be able to catch lobster, which is livelihood from them. We work with Puerto Rico's Department of Natural Resources, and they rely on IUS-derived shoreline maps to plan for and respond to storm surge, flash floods, and sea level rise. In our southeastern region, they teamed up with NOAA's National Weather Service to put a marine portal together. So they take all the observations that are collected both at the federal level and at that regional level, and they put them together. That helps the National Weather Service to do better forecast, and even more important, more accurate hazards warning, like small craft. In the Great Lakes, we've developed models that display real-time and forecasted waterway data in the corridors between Lake Huron and Erie in southeast Michigan. And these applications directly support decision makers related to drinking water intakes and any pollution or spill problems we would have in that area. Turning to industry, certainly easier, better access to ocean coastal data is important for our ability to understand those seasonal forecasts. Two examples I think of are both Home Depot and Walmart. They have to make their buying decisions based on those seasonal forecasts. So 6 months out, do they stock hurricane supplies or do they stock beach towels?
That's all for today's Diving Deeper Shorts, where we highlight a few minutes of your favorite Diving Deeper episodes. Want to learn more? Go to oceanservice.noaa.gov/podcast.html and select the January 2010 podcast archive to listen to the full interview with Stanka Willis on the benefits of ocean observing data. You can catch our next episode in 2 weeks.